Sarah Welsh loves few things better than cooking and baking in her Harwich home kitchen. Part of her really relishes being home during the pandemic.
It's given me a chance to organize my kitchen and really cook some of the stuff I wanted to. We made homemade sausage yesterday.
Yet she only has time for this careful spicing of meat courtesy of a layoff. The kitchen shop where she works, LaRue Kitchen in Falmouth, closed in March to comply with COVID-19 prevention measures. She hopes unemployment insurance is on its way.
I stress all the time because I haven't heard from them yet. Every day I'm like, it's almost 3 weeks. What am I going to do? But I can't do anything about it.
Temporary layoffs like hers have rocketed national unemployment to 17.4%, the highest since the Great Depression. April saw more American jobs evaporate than any month on record since the government began tracking in 1939. Perhaps the biggest question is, for how long? Welsh says financially, it's devastating.
I definitely pay the bulk of my household. And it's not like I make enough money to have money in the bank. So I'm one of the people who's in that really precarious position right now.
A loss of income can put anyone's budget off balance fast. For people living in subsidized housing, it's especially complicated.
People keep telling me, oh, you're going to get so much unemployment and you're going to make more money.
Amy Blanchette lives in Fall River in a federally subsidized apartment. Bristol Community College laid her off from a part-time job. With the $600 a week unemployment boost Congress approved in March, she says she might actually get more in unemployment than she was earning. If she gets too much, she's afraid she'll lose her apartment, her food stamps, or both.
The first thing my landlady said to me when I told her was, I hope it doesn't affect your housing, because the more money I make, the more money I pay in rent. But they cap it at a certain point.
Blanchette graduated from Bristol as a first-generation college student. She got a job at the college planning events and helping students navigate difficult problems such as food insecurity and homelessness. Now she's staring down the same problems and raising a 15-year-old son on her own.
He happened to be sitting on his side of me when I got the call, and he saw me crying. You know, he was upset, and he came over and he rubbed my back, and he was like, it's okay, Mom. It's okay. We're going to get through this.
When people have trouble navigating the unemployment system, some dial up their state legislator's office. Barnstable and Yarmouth Representative William Crocker says hundreds of people have called him with questions.
It's working now. I think for the most part, we are still getting phone calls from people who are having difficulties. But many of those cases are people who have certain circumstances that are not necessarily the norm.
He says most of the people he's speaking to these days have some connection to the Cape's restaurants or lodging, either as owners or workers.
You don't, number one, even know if you're going to have a job when you go back. A lot of businesses are not going to reopen.
So is reopening coming too soon or not soon enough?
All across the board on that, we are hearing people are saying that we should open up now. And we're also hearing from people who say they applaud the prudent, calculated moves by the governor based on the information that he is getting from his advisors.
Back in Harwich, kitchen shop worker Sarah Welsh finally got her unemployment, but for just 2 weeks. The shop is reopening with contactless curbside pickup, and she'll be able to return to work part-time. That makes less time for homemade sausage, but she says if it helps the business recover, it's good to go back. For WCAI, I'm Jeanette Barnes.